Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started out about 75 degrees, but it got a little warmer today. In fact, they're saying that it's going to be a high of about 80 degrees today. And it's going to go down in the evening till about 75 degrees. So the heat is coming back to Las Vegas. The winter weather is over, and the summer weather is just about to begin. So we're going to have the heat in the desert in Las Vegas again real soon. And it's going to get hotter as the weeks go by. So get ready for the heat, everybody, because it's coming to Las Vegas. And it's coming hot and heavy. So make sure you wear your shorts and your t-shirt and you get your summer wear to weather. Summer wear together. I said your summer wear weather. Your summer wear together. So that you can be prepared to walk on the strip and go in and out the casinos and spend a lot of money. Because Vegas is wide open all over again. And people are winning big money in Vegas. Now that they have to shut down, they set the slot machines to win now. So if you're coming to Vegas, be sure to go into the casinos and play some slot machines. Because they're hitting big these days. I know 2 or 3 people that won $1 million or more. So they're hot. Right now, the machines are hot. It's time to bet and get some money on. So come on down to Vegas and enjoy yourself. All right. Well, that's my weather report, the G-Money's weather review. So now we go to G-Money's sports analysis for the NBA. Let's talk NBA basketball right now. All right. Now it's for April 29th. The NBA Radio Sports Report with G-Money. So, DJ Papa G, are you on the line, and how are you doing today?
Yep, I'm on the line here. I'm doing all right. How about yourself, G Money?
I'm doing great, doing fantastic, as a matter of fact. I'm looking good. I'm sounding good. I'm in good spirits. It's a good day today. Everything is going my way. So let's talk NBA football. Let's see what's going on in the Eastern Conference right now. Let's start off with the Central Division with the Bucks. I can't even think of the city they're from. The Bucks. I want to say Canadian, but that's not it. And it's not the Montreal Bucks. It's the what is the name of that team? I should say Bucks, and it should automatically pop into my head. But I can't think of the name of the team.
Wisconsin Bucks?
No, not Wisconsin. That's not it. It's, I don't know.
That was a hint.
Wisconsin? No, I don't know what the hint was, because it's nowhere in Wisconsin that the team is playing from. So I can't think of their name. They're the Nevada, Letrio, something, M, something. Milwaukee, there you go. The Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, so what's up with the Central Division and the Milwaukee Bucks? Are they still leading the division by a whole lot?
Well, in the Central Division, the number one team are the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Bucks with 38 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 29 wins. Chicago Bulls have 26 wins. Cleveland Cavalier, 21 wins. And the Detroit Pistons with 19 wins.
So you're telling me Milwaukee's in Wisconsin? Is that right? For sure? For real? For real?
Am I ever wrong?
No, because you got the computer in front of you, so that's cheating.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So Wisconsin's on the East Coast, though. I didn't know it was all the way on the Atlantic River, Atlantic Ocean. Okay.
Wisconsin
so
is the Midwest. It's actually more considered Midwest. Wisconsin is right next to Michigan.
Yeah, okay.
It's west of Michigan.
I thought I heard you tell me one day that Wisconsin was East Coast. And I was like, Green Bay's on the East Coast? I didn't understand that one.
No, I never said Wisconsin was on the East Coast. Wisconsin is between Minnesota and Michigan along the Great Lakes in the north. But it's right above Illinois. It's not on the East Coast, no.
Okay.
Considered
well,
Midwest.
I know Illinois and Chicago's in the Midwest, so that's where I know Wisconsin to be. And it snows in Wisconsin because the Green Bay Packers play in the snow. They play in the frozen tundra, and that I know.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, let's see what's going on in the Central Division again. Let's talk about it.
The Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 38 wins, followed by Indiana Pacers with 29. Chicago Bulls have 26 wins. The Cleveland Cavaliers have 21 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons with 19 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like Detroit ain't going to make the playoffs. So let's go to the Atlantic Division. What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets? and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia, the Brooklyn Nets are on top with 42 wins, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers, who have 41 wins. Then it's the New York Knicks with 35, Boston Celtics with 33, and the Toronto Raptors with 26.
Well, again, Toronto Raptors won't make the playoffs again this year. So forget about Toronto. They had their fun in the sun 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when they won the NBA Finals. So forget about Toronto now. They're back in Canada doing their own thing. All right. So what's going on in the Southeast Division with the Miami Heat, the Charleston Hornets, and the Atlanta Hawks?
Atlanta's on top with 34 wins, followed by the Miami Heat with 33 wins. Charlotte Hornets have 30 wins. Washington Wizards have 28 wins. And bringing up the rear, Orlando Magic with 19 wins.
Oh, the Atlanta Magic, I feel sorry for you guys this year. But you got nice starters. I want to tell everybody, they got real nice black and navy blue starter jackets with the Orlando Magic symbol on the back of the jacket. Makes the jackets look really nice. Okay, so let's go to the Western Division and let's talk about the Utah Jazz in the Northwestern Division.
The Utah Jazz are on top with 45 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 41 wins. Portland Trail Blazers at 34 wins. Oklahoma City with 21 wins. And bringing up the rear, Minnesota Timberwolves with 19 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like Utah's going to run away with that division if Portland doesn't catch them. All right. So, what's happening with our Los Angeles Lakers in the Pacific Division?
In the Pacific Division, the Phoenix Suns are on top with 44 wins, followed by the Clippers with 43 wins. The LA Lakers have 36 wins. The Golden State Warriors are at 31 wins, and the Sacramento Kings are at 25 wins.
Boy, I'm feeling sorry for those Sacramento Kings. They must be handling business in Sacramento, and they're not playing basketball right now. So forget about Sacramento right now. The Sacramento Kings will not be doing anything in the playoffs this year. All right, let's go to the Southwestern Division and tell me what's going on with the Memphis Grizzlies or the San Antonio Spurs.
Let's see, the Dallas Mavericks are on top with 34 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies, who have, oh, and the San Antonio Spurs, who both have 31 wins. Then it's the New Orleans Pelicans, who have 27 wins. The Houston Rockets have 15 wins.
Oh, well, the Rockets, we can forget about the Rockets for the playoffs this year. But the Pelicans are coming along. Maybe they might make the top 10, and they can play in the playoffs this year. So come on, Pelicans. You guys got Zion Williams on the team now, and you got a couple other players that joined the Pelicans So we'll see if they're going to make a drastic difference in the scoring of the Pelicans. That's the New Orleans Pelicans that are playing. So we'll see what happens. But otherwise, the Dallas Mavericks are running away with that division. Boy, I don't know what the hell's going on with Dallas, but I guess they got a couple of new players, and now they're winning games in that division. So the West Coast is running away with it. It's doing good. All of the teams got a lot of wins in the West. So when the playoffs start, we'll have an interesting playoff series. Okay, that's it for the NBA Sports Report from G-Money Sports Report on April 29th, 2021. Now, let's go to the NHL Hockey Sports Report for the month of April. Almost 2 days left in April. So what's going on with the hockey, DJ Papa D?
In the Central Division, the Carolina Hurricanes are on top with they're actually tied with the Florida Panthers with 32 wins. The Tampa Bay Lightning, however, has 33 wins. The Nashville Predators are next with 27 wins, followed by the Dallas Stars, who have 21 wins, who are somehow followed by the Chicago Blackhawks, who have 22 wins, and the Detroit Red Wings have 17 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have 16 wins.
Okay. Well, what's going on in the Eastern Division?
Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins are on top with 32 wins, followed by the New York Islanders, who have 29 wins, the Boston Bruins have 28 wins, the New York Rangers have 26 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Flyers, who have 22 wins. The New Jersey Devils have 15 wins, and the Buffalo Sabres, again, bringing up the rear with 13 wins.
Okay. What's going on with did we talk about the North, or we talked about the Central Division, which is the Canadian guys?
The Canadians are all in the North, and we can talk about them next. On top, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs with 31 wins, followed by the Edmonton Oilers, who have 29 wins. The Winnipeg Jets have 19 wins, followed by the Montreal Canadiens and the Calgary Flames, who both have 21 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Ottawa Senators and the Vancouver Canucks are tied with 19 wins.
Oh, okay. They got two people tied in the bottom. All right. Well, let's see what's going on with the Western Division.
Last but not least, the West Division, the Golden Knights are ahead still with 35 wins, followed by the Colorado Avalanche and the Minnesota Wild, who both have 31 wins. Then it's the St. Louis Blues with 22 wins, Arizona Coyotes, 21 wins. The San Jose Sharks follow them with 20 wins. The LA Kings have 18 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Anaheim Ducks with 15 wins.
California got to get their teams together in the West. They got to do better in the West. All right. Is that all four divisions?
That is all four divisions, and that's it for NHL hockey.
All right. Well, that's G-Money's NHL Sports Report on April 29th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it.
My foolish pride.
this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I know you called and you're listening to this radio show, especially for my story. But I have a joke or a short story that I want to tell you first. There was a man that was interviewing 3 people for a job. And they were sitting in the waiting room, and the first man went in for the job and sat behind the desk, and the interviewer told him, "This position is for an observation position." That's the job. It's for an observation person. "So tell me something you observe about me." And the guy looked at him, and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man screamed. He said, "Get out of here." And the guy left. And then the interviewer got up and walked out to the waiting room and got the second guy and brought him back into the room with him and sat him down behind the desk. And he told him, this job is an observation job. So tell me what you observe about me. And the man looked at him and he said, you don't have any ears. And he said, get out of here. And when the guy left the room, he walked out there and he started talking to the third guy that was waiting for the interview. And he said, man, the dude that's interviewing you doesn't have any ears. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about his ears because he's kind of sensitive about it. And if you don't say anything about your ears, his ears, I think you can get the job. And the guy said, man, good looking out, partner. Thank you for the info. I appreciate that. I'm going to look out after you after I get this job. And the guy said, right on. Good luck. And they gave each other dap. And then the interviewer came out and got the third guy and told him to come on in for the interview. And the guy walked in and sat behind the desk. And the guy said, well, this job is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And he looked and he said, you look like you wear contact lenses. And the guy said, wow, that's amazing. I've never had anybody say anything like that to me about observing me. That's outstanding. What made you think of that? And the guy said, well, it's easy. You can't wear any glasses because you ain't got no ears to hold the glasses on. That's my joke. The G-Money, the pimp comic. All right, DJ Papa D, it's time for me to share a story with my listening audience. I gave them a warm-up, so now it's time for them to hear a real interesting story. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as you're listening to G-Money, one of his famous stories. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story that we recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show with a couple of songs to go with it.
Hello, I'm Gregory Gerard. Well, in 1978, I graduated from Los Angeles Harbor College, and I transferred to a four-year university in Northern California called University of California at Davis, UCD, and I became a member in December 17th, 1978, I pledged Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and I became a member of the frat that wears blue and white. And we were the only three brothers. It was me and two other brothers that pledged the fraternity at my school. We got pledged by some grad brothers from Jacksonville, Mississippi, and they were living in Oakland, California. So I went to Cal State Hayward and joined four brothers from Cal State Hayward and two graduate brothers, which were city council members in the city of Compton, and the three of us from UC Davis that made up the line that was known as the Nine New Carnations. We were the founding fathers of a chapter that had been inactive for like 20 years. And it was Delta Beta is the name of the chapter. So we became members of Delta Beta. And Delta Beta was the chapter that we all were pledged under. So I had three brothers, me, Gregory Girard, and I became the vice president of the chapter. Von Johnson was from Baltimore, and he had grown up with the Beta Club, and he was the president of the chapter, and we called him Reverend Jaws. And Anthony Lennon was my other brother that became the secretary and the treasurer of the fraternity. So the three of us were the only Sigmas on the campus at the time that we pledged, and they had 10 Kappas, Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity that wears red and white, and they had 12 Alphas, which was black and gold, and they had 4 Omegas, Omega Psi Phi, which wears purple and gold. So we were the first of three brothers on the campus representing Phi Beta Sigma. And I was the vice president, and I was also the dean of pledges, and I was also in charge of the sweetheart organization, the female auxiliary girls that held bake sales for us and helped us raise money for the pledges to have their membership fees to become members. So I had the responsibility of bringing up and recruiting the brothers that wanted to pledge the fraternity. And I ended up recruiting 12 members that became the members of the first pledge line at UC Davis, which was known as Coronda. And they were the Coronda 12, and they were the first members of Phi Beta Sigma. And when they pledged and crossed in April of 1979, we suddenly became the largest fraternity at UC Davis. We went from being the baby of the bunch to being the biggest fraternity on campus. Because with the three of us and the 12 of them, we became 15 members strong. Plus, we had 20 sweethearts, which made us a formidable force where we were seen everywhere on campus. Our colors, blue and white, were seen everywhere. And our sweethearts wore powder blue and navy blue, and they were seen everywhere. So we became a noticeable force on the campus. And every Wednesday on the school campus in the cafeteria, we had a quad area, and everybody would go to the quad area, and that's where you would meet all the black students from the campus.
Thanks very much.
The fraternities, the AKAs, which were pink and green, and the Delta Sigma Thetas, which were red and white, and then all of the black fraternities, which were blue and white, Alpha Pi Alpha, which were black and gold, Alpha Phi, red and white. So all of the brothers, they meet in the quad in front of the cafeteria on Wednesday at 12 noon. And that's where all of the black students would meet. So if you wanted to find somebody black on the campus, that's where you would go. There were 25,000 students at UC Davis, and there were only 1,500 black students. So there weren't a lot of black students on the campus. So if you were to see a a black student, you would be really excited, and you would want to run up to him and say, hey, what's happening? What's your name? Where do you live? What's your phone number? Because I want to be able to keep in touch with you. And that's how everybody met. And we would get together, and we would hold functions together, but we all passed out flyers on Wednesday on the day of the Greek day, which is Wednesday in the afternoon. We met at 12 noon on Wednesday. So when our fraternity was trying to raise money to pay the dues of our first pledge line, we had dances, and I was the DJ for the fraternity. I spun the records. I was on the wheels of steel, and I was on the ones and twos for the party. And I was the DJ that kept the party moving. I was known as Serious Business. That was my nickname. That's what I was pledged under, Serious Business. And my other line brothers, Reverend Jaws, was Von Johnson, and Anthony Lennon was Chazzy Wazzy. Chaz was his line name. And then we had the first line was The Rock. Covington Only was The Rock. And then Lamon Benson was Benny. And then Derek Harbin was called Ice. And then Carl Houston was Dr. Duck. And Byron Webb was called The Webman. And Gary Live was Live Esquire. And Bruce Perry was called Teddy P, and Roy Grievous was Big Mac, and Wharton Simmons, Larry Wharton Simmons was, I don't remember his frat name, but that made the 12 that was on the line. So those were our nicknames, and all of our sweethearts had names, but I can't remember all 25 of their names right now. But I started DJing, and we would raise the money, and every year, for 3 years, I DJed the parties for our frat, and I got a reputation for being the DJ master, and I was also in charge of all of the stepping, because we used to go to step competition, and I would be the leader of my step team. In fact, my frat name was Brother Serious Business, alias the Dance Master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rapability. And if you pledge my frat, that's how you would greet me with that term. So I was Serious Business, and I was serious about the business of getting serious. I had a T-shirt that said that. And I pledged brothers at Sacramento State, which was 30 minutes east of UC Davis, and I pledged like 8 brothers out of Sac State on the first line. And we all became, we were like 25 brothers strong in Delta Beta Chapter. But after we got the brothers from Sac State, we ended up getting our own chapter at UC Davis, and we were known as Lambda Kappa, LK, which is the Lady Killers. That's how we got known in the fraternities at the school. So we went, and we performed at all of the Greek shows, and we put on the best marching in Northern California. We were the marching team best marching team in Northern California. And we had brothers that came up from Los Angeles that used to always win the step shows in Northern California, and they were the West Coast stepping champs. So we went behind them, and we finished second at two or three of the step shows because they came up and they were very professional, and they always had better steps than we did, but they had been stepping longer than we had. So
you were
now,
they were stepping or marching?
They were stepping. It was like a drill team step where you did stepping and then you did hand clapping and you did different routines with your hands, and the step had a certain rhythm to it that made it real fancy. And we had complicated steps and claps where it was hard for people to copy our style. So we became the West Coast stepping champs.
Yeah, they still do step though, Craig.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad that we're still entertaining the audience at the colleges because the step shows was the best part of being in the fraternity or entertaining the sorority girls. Being a stepper gave you a lot of pride, gave you a lot of dignity, and gave you a good reputation for being a member of the step team.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine.
me money. All the girls love me cause I'm blowing their minds. Give me money. 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 Woo! I'm giving money. I pledge the my day to speak my return to keep GG money. I was known as Big Brother, serious business. That's me, GG money. I was the step master, big dog on the yard, GG money.
What the? Let's step. Take the dog on the yard.
I'm GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. GG money. Woo! I'm GG money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? and everybody around the world. This is G-G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's the Internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. And now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. I want to give away $50 to a winner that can call in and name the name of a song that will be playing on the radio show. So you'll have 5 minutes to call in and name the song that DJ Papa D is going to play a short clip of the song. And then you have 5 minutes to call in. And if you know the name of the song and you're the caller that we're asking for, you win $50. That's right. I have $50 right here in my hand to give away to a fan club member. All you got to do is call in. You have 5 minutes to call in. And I'm looking for caller number 21. Let's see. Lucky 21 can receive $50 if they call in and they have the name of the song and they can call in and be caller number 21. So let's see. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the music clip that they want to identify. All right. Well, fan club members, you heard the clip. So all you got to do is call in and be caller number 21. And if you know the name of the song, you can win $50 cash money just like that. All you got to do is call in and be caller number 21, and you can win $50. Okay, you got 5 minutes to call in and become caller number 21. So remember to keep calling until you're 21. And hopefully the 21st caller will have the answer to the song. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip again for the listening audience so they can identify the name of this song. All right, fan club members, you heard the clip twice, so now it's time for you to call in to the radio station and be caller 21, and if you got the name of the song, you can win $50. That's right, $50 cash money right here, right now on the radio. So all you got to do is call in and be caller number 21. All right, DJ Papa D, play a song while they're calling in to claim the name of the song. And we'll be back for more of the show with some more songs in a minute.
Oh, the money.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is J Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, and I want to give away $50, but I don't think we had a 21st caller to call in with the name of the song. So, again, I don't get to give away the $50 today. I have to hold the money till Monday's radio show, and I'll give the money away on Monday. So the $50 has to go back into the bank because we didn't get a 21st caller to call in and claim the money. All right, people, I'm not going to keep telling you. You got to call in all the way to the number that we're expecting to hear from. You can't stop short, because if nobody gets to 21, then nobody gets to win the money. And that's how we're doing it on G-Money's radio show. So, all right, since we didn't have a winner, I guess that's it. We can shut the show down. But DJ Papa D, I want you to play the song and tell us the name of the song that you were playing that we were supposed to be guessing for the cash money. And we'll be back. Yeah.
them know. Measurements was 36, 25, 34, yeah. I like the way you brush your hair, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glint. I can see you moving way over there. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, would you be willing to go with the goldie? So without no vouchers on no boosters, bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Shopping with class when the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me at the gas that 4 got 6 rain. Once again he paint change. Every time I switch lanes, it feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, flip the whip in my own name now. Damn, shit can change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the same, no more. I can't complain no more. Shit, I'm the main now. In and out my own town. Out of New Jersey, from Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. And can I make it? Damn right. I'll be on the next flight. Man, first class. Sitting next to Vanna White. Come on. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we'll be willing in the fold with the goldie. So many people straight out of the flow. Most said that I was a failure, but now the same motherfuckers asking me to do. And I'm yelling, I can't hear ya. Yo, Nelly, can we get tickets to the next show? Hell no. For real, yo. Now that I'm a fly guy and I fly high, niggas wanna know why. Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Rain broke, but all wood. Do me like you should. Fuck me good, fuck me good. We be them stud niggas, wishing you was niggas. Hopping like we drug dealers, sipping Chrissy Bud Mackin. Honey in the club, me in the band. Spicy Chris telling me to leave, but you and your friends. So if shorty wanna knock, we knocking the diss. And if shorty wanna rock, we rocking the diss. And if shorty wanna pop, we popping the crisp. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly licking, Nelly talk. City looking, wanna fuck fly bitches when I walk. Pay attention, see the ice, then the bliss. Niggas stir, know they diss. Honey flip, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me kiss. Come on. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we treat it in the fold with the goldie. So why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Bentley. So why do I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we treat it in the fold with the goldie. So why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L.
Ladies and gentlemen, the name of that song is Ride With Me, and it's by the group called Maui. It's Ride With Me. It must be the money. All right. Well, that's how we end our show today. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm saying I'll see you again on Monday. Have a good weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Wear your mask and walk around with your social distance and wash your hands at every opportunity you get to get so you don't bring the virus into your house and infect anybody that you know in your local community. So, thank you, DJ Papa D, for being my engineer, and thank you, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow along with the activities that I put on the radio to entertain my audience with. So, DJ Papa D, play one of my songs. I got a new song. It's called The Divine Now. Play it, and I'll see everybody on Monday. Good night. God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They were black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They were crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They were purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they were royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963, and they were brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and heal the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murder. But George Floyd, I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C., with Farrakhan talk to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking in and white only restaurants. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Green for the right to black to vote. With John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about integration, pro sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the divine nine. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
Trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that?
It was bad! It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a shoulder on you, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you. that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Boy, yeah, me
another song while I get my head together.
Yeah.
Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America. 'Cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to LA, South Central LA. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant. And we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth, at a table. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked, and we laughed, and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, 'cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I do too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black seal. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found it, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rising shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun tanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65. Is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I walk in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time. And my place is 65, where I reside. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, now you know. You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going to the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating, and I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs. I was doing fancy skates. And then when we skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate double. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rose Grant. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. Fancy skating.
Myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. Anthony decided he wanted to bring his
certain.
So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go, and the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything.
I was hitting
that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.